ongoing, and you continue to carry on his legacy, and we are so grateful for it. I want to acknowledge, actually, someone who really put in so much work to make this happen, behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, year after year, Doug Stein. He's sort of taken it upon himself to make sure this happens, that we all remember, even we all have busy lives, busy schedules, lots going on. He's also very busy, but somehow he spearheads the project every year. And he, you know, he wasn't in the Keyless since the beginning. He was a relative newcomer, but still, even the few short years together, he was also impacted in a tremendous way. So thank you, Doug. From Littlewoods to Cheshire with Berberowitz, I believe, stems from their time at Eish HaTorah. We started their time at Eish HaTorah together. Berberowitz's time, I think, was the Mashiach Ruchani, a senior posek in the yeshiva. And Littlewoods came to teach, to do some kiruv. Maybe it's not the kind of person you would think is the classic campus Makari, but that's the kind of personality that he is, that he can relate to all people, was able to relate to all people from all backgrounds, and did have a tremendous roshim at Eish HaTorah. I believe Rav Padowitz knew him from those days, and many others. And that relationship continued even after Rabinowitz joined us in Ramat Beit Shemesh. He looked, you know, Rabinowitz had never been the Rebbe of Keilah before. And he looked to Berberowitz for guidance. You know, what do you do? You know, used to being a Dayan, used to being a Rosh Kollel, used to, you know, learning all day, and now all of a sudden, this whole new type of role. And they had, you know, I think a great cheshire in terms of, you know, a chusashav, sharing different perspectives. Sometimes there were crisis situations that came up, and I think both of them felt very strongly that the Anglo-Yeshivish community has so much to offer to Eretz Yisrael. And to think of creative ways of how we can improve our impact, not just on ourselves and our families, but on the community around us. So this point is our sus to call upon the Rosh Hashiva, Berberowitz Shlita, to address.
Yes, the Yahrzeit is a time to revisit the legacy that Littlewoods left. Sort of relearn him. Inspired once again. I'd like to divide this into two parts, Agada and Halacha, although the messages are all going to be more or less the same. Let me begin. As mentioned, we had a very close relationship. Littlewoods knew everything. Yes, it was part of, I guess, it was one of the most prestigious bat din in the world. Most respected in America, for sure. Rosh Kollel, where he was giving over the Derech HaLimud that he got, he had studied under Avraham Berman, known as the Vilamdin, that legendary group of the Mir Yeshiva of Shanghai. Came to Eish. And shared his enthusiasm for learning, his love of that which made sense. And then came here and learned on the job very much how to run a kehillah that is so diverse. Of the midos that really stood out, his chesed, his love for Jews, and his desire to help and be there for people. And of course, hoping that there'd be no recognition of it by anyone else. It's financial chesed. It's chesed using his talents. It's chesed of time. And an area that he invested so much in was bitachon. And I'd like to talk a little bit about the relationship between chesed and bitachon. And perhaps share with you a very important principle in Judaism. Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, Hareini Noas Kvodech, I want to see you. And Rambam explains that what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Hashem was, I want to understand you with the kind of clarity that one gets when he can see something. So Hashem answers in Kol Yirani Adam V'Chai, so long as a human being is alive, our frames of reference are all finite. There's no way we can fully comprehend Hashem. But Vareisas Achorai, I'll give you a glimpse. I'll give you something that you can see. Achorai, after I passed from behind, say Chazal, what is that? He showed him the Kesher Tefillin Shel Rosh. Kesher Tefillin Shel Rosh. What is the significance of the Kesher Tefillin Shel Rosh? The Kesher is strategically located at the point where the brain and the spine meet. That is where the brain sends messages to the body through the spinal cord that gets the body to do whatever the brain decided for it to do. Why did Hashem show him that? And the good books tell us. This was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is referred to as Avdi, Eved Ne'eman. He's a servant of Hashem, a reliable servant of Hashem. What does that mean? What it means is that there was no gap between everything Moshe Rabbeinu knew and everything Moshe Rabbeinu did. His brain and body were one. With every new insight into Torah, with everything new that he knew, it immediately was turned to action. There was no gap whatsoever. There was no such thing as I know, but. So that's why he saw Hashem. That aspect of Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to comprehend in this world was the aspect of Hashem, where Hashem, of course, there's no gap between wisdom, action. That aspect of Hashem he was able to see because that's what he was. We'll contrast that with a different Navi, Bilam. Unlike all the other Navim, the other prophets, to attain prophecy, the Rambam gives us the whole order of our Pinchas Ben Yair gives us the ladder. It's greatness. It's arriving at a point where one can actually experience Hashem. Bilam was given a gift because the nations of the world would have a claim that they never had access to Nevuah, to prophecy. So Bilam was given prophecy. And he was a Yodea Das Elyon, the Pasuk says. He knew Hashem's Das. What was his expertise? What was it that Bilam knew of Hashem like nobody else? Kael zo'em b'chol yom. The fact that Hashem gets angry every day for some fraction of a second, and Bilam knew just when that was. Yeah. What was Bilam all about? About himself. It had to be like him, or else. Where did he find in Hashem? Anger. That was Bilam, the Yodei Das Elyon. But what could he see in Hashem? Himself. Kaas. I'd like to share with you what I believe is pshat in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. It's a bit of a chiddush. I hope you'll appreciate it. Vayera Elav Hashem. Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu. Rashi says it was Shlishi L'milasa, was the third day after his circumcision. As the Maral points out, he's a chola kol gufo. He's considered ill. Hashem came to visit Pikacholim. Very interesting. The Gemara tells us, and this actually is brought to Halacha. The Gemara tells us the Shechina is above every cholim. Lamalam near Rashosa, he's over his head. The Shechina, when you go visit someone who is ill. So the halakha is you have to work out where you're sitting. Don't get in the way of the Shekhinah. There's a halakha. There's a Shekhinah that's present with anyone who's not well. What was special about Avraham Avinu's Vayera in love? So I dare to say that it was Avraham Avinu who was able to comprehend that Shekhinah that visits anyone who is ill. Because Avraham Avinu was all chesed. Avraham Avinu was the one that made the world familiar with the concept of chesed. Avraham Avinu grew up in a world filled with tyranny. To go introduce Hashem, who created for one purpose only, which is Ritzonius Baruch Lahaytiv. Humanity could understand such a thing. Avraham Avinu first introduced to this world the concept of chesed with a fanaticism. Then they could understand Hashem. When we say Elokei Avraham, what do we mean in Shemoneh Yisrael? Elokei Avraham. The Elohim that was brought to this world through Avraham Avinu's Midas HaChesed. Avraham Avinu was able to see the Bikur Cholim of Hashem like no other person who's ill because of who he was. But wait, it's not over. So what does he tell us? Don't leave. Don't leave. What was he saying? Avraham Avinu now had an opportunity. He was ill. He sees three. What did he know? Thought there were three Arabs who worshiped the dust on their feet. So here he was, ill. Kola kol gufo. Gets a visitation from Hashem because he's ill. Now he's got an opportunity to do chesed on a whole different level, chesed with mesiras nefesh. Chesed when he's not well, when he's in pain, when he's weak. So he says, Hashem, wait here. Don't go away. Because I want to do chesed on a whole different level now so I can come back and experience your bigger cholim, The Shekhinah on a whole different level. Wait for me. Don't leave. I want to be able to experience your Bikkur Cholam on a whole new level. This is the reality of it. Everyone's got their own image of what Hashem is. What they see in him very much reflects what they are. The Pasuk, when it recounts the Chatoim of the Dor and quotes them as having said, Zusinas Hashem, Hashem's hatred for us that he took us out of Egypt. What were they saying? That's what they saw in Hashem. They saw hatred. There was a statement about themselves. Growing up, pretty much all the adults I knew were Holocaust survivors. Most part, the ones I knew best, the ones davening in our local shtiebel, and they had an emunah that was just unshakable. A love for us. A real love for Hashem that was difficult to comprehend. After all they went through. And they would recount miracles that they witnessed. They were much more eager to talk about that than about the horrible experiences they saw around them all the time. And yet others came out of the Holocaust angry, denying Hashem. Now, who are we to judge? Who are we to judge? No better way to describe we who grew up with everything and still found things to complain about. There's a bunch of spoiled brats. But how is so many experienced the Holocaust and came away denying Hashem or hating him or both? And others came away from the Holocaust with a strength of emunah that's just indescribable. And it's not for us to judge, but it seems pretty clear that very much what people saw in Hashem during the Holocaust depended on who they were. I have to be careful. I'm not judging, I'm just noting from the people I knew. What is Bitochen all about? Bitochen is walking around with a confidence. Hashem loves us. Hashem takes care of us. Hashem only does what's best for us. How do you build your bitachon? How do you build your midah. When you're like that, when you care, when people can count on you. About chesed, about achrayis, one who takes responsibility for others. No coincidence. Milinowitz, a giant in chesed, a giant in achrayis, took personal responsibility for anything that he saw as an issue in the individual, in the kehillah. There's no fudging it. That's what he saw in Hashem. Yes. His glimpse of Hashem was Hashem that you can trust. The Hashem who's all giving and always reliable. And if you didn't understand, that's your issue. No questions. No worries. It's all one. I guess the lesson for all of us is you really want to be talking. You want to be calm. How do you get around anxiety? Turn yourself into someone that can be counted. Be there for others. Be there for the community. Be there for clowns. I'm going to move on now to the halacha side. But it's not unrelated. It's a sugya that many who are serving the tzibur struggle with. It's a classic Chasam Sofer in his Kedushim and Chumash, Parshas Kedoshim and the Pasuk V'ahavta lo re'acha kamocha. He brings the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva Zekhal Gadol v'Torah, says the Chasam Sofer. Zekhal Gadol v'Torah. The kamocha, that there's total equality, is something that applies only to Torah. And he explains, even though the pasuk says "Va'ahavta le'acha kamocha," which means that your love for everyone else should be equal to that of yourself, which of course means that you should be involved in helping people no less than you do for yourself, your family. That's not the halacha. There's the halacha of chayecha kodmim. The halacha is your first responsibility is your own family. Says the Chasam Sofer, where is this pasuk absolute when it comes to Torah? There has got to be total equality. There's no such thing as I don't have time to go teach because I have to learn. Totally equal. Your own learning does not win out over teaching. It's a sum sum. Comes with Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva. It's in that. Ebenezer Chelik Dalit Simen Kuf Mem He. And he argues with him. He argues with him, La Lacha. And it brings up a Feirush Gemara, not like Chassam's. Maran Kedushin Chavtaz. Mar there says, no. You only have a certain amount of money. You can either support yourself in learning or support your son in learning. The halacha is your learning comes first. Unless your son shows promise and he's going to be some great person in Kol Yisrael, then you invest. But otherwise, your own learning comes first, says Rav Moshe. If your own learning comes before the learning of your son, then how could you tell me that your own learning doesn't come before teaching others? Your own son doesn't come before you. You come before him, then certainly strangers. He argues, he talks about how much time does a Talmud Chacham have to give for teaching others at the expense of his learning, and he says, Meiser, give a tenth. The same way you give Meiser Ksafim, the same way you give a tenth of your earnings. You give a tenth of your time. That's his psa. Remember growing up in the world of yeshivas, I was thrown this line many times, Chayecha Kodmim, you come first. Just worry about your own learning. Don't worry about anyone else yet. It didn't sit well. Till I got to the beer. I got to see Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in front of Levracha. Chaim learned day and night. His love of Torah was endless. But anyone that asked to learn with him, he would learn it. He had all kinds of chavrusas. Had a daily chavrusa, a group of Chassidish kids that learned in Sfas Emes, Gerach Chassidim. They asked if they could learn with him. He learned with them every single day. Had all kinds of interesting chavrusas. There's no such thing as no, you're not. His weekly schmoozing, and then his chumash shiur. Basically, the message was, you've got to be there for everybody. With regard to learning, he used to say, learning is a gift. You work hard, it's still a gift. It's a metziah. It's like finding something in the street. Hashem gives it to you. When do you think he'll give it to you more? When you're selfish or when you care about others? That's that well. But Rav Moshe's kasha was still a problem. Of a Feirush Gemara, not like the sun's over. What do you do? What do you do? In defense of the sun's sofer, and I believe this is true. In that sugi and kedushin, in Kavtes, we find there's a whole sugya of mitzvahs haben al ha'av. The mitzvah of the son that is fulfilled by the father. Mila. The mitzvah is a mitzvah for the son to really circumcise himself. And if he grows up and he did not have a bris milah as a kid, he's got to do that. Who carries out that mitzvah? The father. If he doesn't, then Kol Yisrael has to, Beis Din has to. The Ruchem Fishel Perlon in his Hagos on the Sefer, Hagos, if you call him that, it's most of the Sefer, of the Sefer on mitzvahs, Reb Sadia Gaon, points out that Reb Sadia counts one mitzvah that one should be circumcised, meaning the mitzvah of a ben, and another one on Beis Din. He does not count a third mitzvah for the father. He says that is proof that it's not the father's mitzvah. The father is carrying out the mitzvah of the son. Not so with Beis Din, where they have their own mitzvah. But it's the father's carrying out the son's mitzvah. It's not the father's mitzvah. It's the father's responsibility to see to it that the son's mitzvah is fulfilled. It's the same with Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, if a Bechor was not redeemed by his father, he's got to redeem himself. Pidyon HaBen is referred to as Mitzvah HaBen Ola'av. It's really the son's mitzvah. That when he's 30 days old, it's the father that does it for him. It's Mitzvah Ha'av Al HaBen. And therefore, the Gemara tells us, who liftos of no liftos? Someone has five sloim, the amount that you've got to give to a kohen. He is a firstborn and his son is a firstborn. He realizes no one ever redeemed him, and he also has his own son to redeem. By the way, in the world of Kiruv, this is common. A father about to do a Pidyon HaBen for his son realizes he never had one. But he only has five slain. He can only afford to redeem one. Who does he redeem? Himself or his son? Says the Gemara, he redeems himself. Why? Because this is Begufo. This is himself. What does the Gemara mean? Because this is himself. Because this is his own mitzvah. The need to redeem his son is his son's mitzvah that he is fulfilling. Fulfillment of your own mitzvah comes before fulfillment of someone else's. Even if you don't, even though it's a mitzvah ha'av al ha'ben, but it's not the ben himself. It's not the ben himself. It's the av who's responsible for the ben's mitzvah. So now we get back to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Rambam starts off Hilchos Talmud Torah in a very interesting way. Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Nashim Vavonim Uktanim, Tur Mitama Torah. By the way, this is an old Rambam. In the Franco, he brings that the real Girsi is Nashim Va'avodim Pturim Mitama Torah. And the next line makes it clear that that's true. Avol Kotin. Noshim va'avodim are potter from Talmud Torah. K'tanim, they're not potter from Talmud Torah. But how do they fulfill their mitzvah? They're k'tanim. Oviv chayev l'olam do Torah. Seems very clear from the Rambam that the mitzvah of Olamatim Osam is B'neichem is a mitzvah's HaBen Al Ha'am. It's the son's mitzvah of Talmud Torah that is incumbent upon the father. Now, if that's the case, if someone can only afford either to support himself in learning or his son, he comes first. This is a direct parallel to Pidyon HaBen. One is my own mitzvah, and one is my son's mitzvah that I'm responsible for. The question, though, is what are these two mitzvahs? There's a mitzvah not to Muslim explanation. The mitzvah to teach your children, which we are now translating as a mitzvah of mitzvah HaBen Allah. What is the mitzvah to learn, for one to learn himself? So the Rambam mentions lo limdo aviv in this surprising division there. But there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah v'shinan tom levonech. And the Gemara says, and Rambam brings it also, v'shinan tom levonech is a mitzvah to teach your Talmidim. Now, 1 second. That's a mitzvah ha-Talmidim al Rebbe. That's a mitzvah to teach Talmidim. So why shouldn't that give kedima to the Talmidim and one's son also? True, the mitzvah of matan olam is b'neichem. That mitzvah is the mitzvah of ben alav. But what happened to v'shinantum with that? So we read the Rambam. It says something very interesting. Halacha base. K'shem shchai b'adam l'olamid es beno kach u'chai b'olamid es ben beno. The same way you have to teach your children, you have to teach your grandchildren. V'lo beno ben beno b'lvav. El misol kol chokam v'chokam yisrael l'olamid es kol atalmidim afo b'yishenim. You have to teach everybody. Shenema v'shnantum l'vanecho m'pi ha'shmu l'amdu b'necho elu talmidecho. Sh'atalmidim kuyim b'anim. Your talmidim are called your children. Shenema v'yitzu b'nei anavi. In Cain, l'man istav al b'no v'al ben b'no l'haktim b'no l'ven b'no u'ben b'no l'ven chavim. The next halacha, halacha gimel, by the way, the Or Sameach points out that they put the gimel for the next halacha in the wrong place. It really belongs later. The truth is the early manuscripts of the Rambam don't even have, they don't even have numbers of halachas that may have been put in later. And if you see how they're punctuated, this is a continuation of Bay's. B'chayel liskor melamed libno lelamdo ve'ino chayel lomo ben chavero lebechim. The Rambam says another reason why the pasuk singles out your son is because for your son you've got to spend money. For others, you're not. That means for the mitzvah of l'matim osam is b'neichem, you have to pay. For the mitzvah b'shinam tom levonecho elu atalmidim, you don't have to spend. Why is that? Lech HaMishnah asks, where did the Rambam get that you have to spend money on the mitzvah of matan osam is b'neichem? And the answer to that is Pasha. Where does it say that you have to spend money on any of the Tariyah mitzvahs? Every mitzvah, you got to spend money. I mean, what kind of mitzvah? You need tefillin. You have to pay for tefillin. You need arba minim. You got to pay for arba minim. Mitzvahs cost money. Why should this be any different? So the answer is the matan olam is b'neichem, which is mitzvahs aben al av. You have to spend money the same way you spend money on bidyan aben. V'shinantam levonecho is a different kind of mitzvah. It is not a mitzvah that requires you to teach Talmidim. And let me point out that there's a very big difference in the phraseology of the pasuk and the way the Rambam brings it as well. The pasuk the Rambam quotes for matan olam is b'neichem l'daber bo. The pasuk continues. You should teach your children to speak in Torah, which, by the way, means you have to teach your children not only Torah, but how to talk and learning. In other words, how to be a Talmud. That speaking Torah is their life. L'daber bo. That a Jew meets another Jew. What do you talk about? You talk about Torah. You have a chiddush. You have a vort. What's the mitzvah b'shinantam levonecho? It doesn't say b'shinantam levonecho. Sheyedavru bo, or v'yedavru bo. B'shinantam levonecho. V'dibarto bo. You will speak Torah. What happened? The pasuk is changing in the middle. If you read the pasuk straight, where the pasuk is saying, you should always be talking Torah and you should be sharing it with other people also. Vanech means you tell me that means you want to share it with everybody. You're so enthusiastic about it, you want to share it with absolutely everybody. This is a halacha in your own learning. This is not your chiyuv to educate the masses. This is your chiyuv to be so excited about your learning that you share it with everybody. The mitzvah to teach your children, they have a mitzvah to learn Torah. It is your mitzvah when they're young to teach it to them for them. Be mekayim their mitzvah. And that's your mitzvah. You've got to spend money. The other mitzvah is the mitzvah to be enthusiastic about learning and share it with everybody because of your own enthusiasm for learning. That you don't spend money on. Doesn't cost anything. Since the Rama, you only have to spend money on your son, not on others. If that's the case, so of course, Rav Moshe's proof against that some sober doesn't begin. We're talking about spending money for Talmud Torah. That's only a halacha of your son because the mitzvah of Ben Alaham. And that's why you have Kadima, because it's mitzvah of Ben as opposed to your own mitzvah. Rav Milinowitz is lovely. The beauty of the idea, the beauty of the sect. He loved the chachma, the wisdom of it. Wow, how it made sense. He made sense of everything he learned. And he was deep. And he loved it. And that was an enthusiasm that was contagious. That's how he taught. That was his vishya. He got people to learn because of his own passion for learning. He also gave so much of his time to the tzibur. Let us not forget. He was one of the greatest Marbitze Torah of not only the generation, but for generations to come, as the editor of the Schottenstein Shas. And I remember the times that we were in discussion over his contemplating how to learn a particular Gemara. What is the way to present it? He knew it. He knew it all already. What's the real meaning and how do you get it across? The combination of accuracy and accuracy in the transmission. He loved to learn. And he gave so much time to Klal Yisrael of his own learning for the sake of Harbatz's Torah, for the sake of spreading it, for the sake of spreading out his Torah. Verse says, Talmidei Chachamim ein lahem menucha l'olam hazeh v'olam haba. Talmidei Chachamim have no rest, not in this world, not in the world to come. They have no rest in this world, we know. In the world to come, it says, why not? Because when you say something over in the name of a Talmud Chacham, Sifsosov, it says his mouth, so they're both of those like ever. It's like he's talking. He hasn't stopped talking. It's nonstop. Nonstop, more than anybody else. So, yes. My personal relearning of Chaim Olinowitz is how his very self was chesed and achrayus, and his understanding of Hashem is bitachon, and his love for learning was such that he gave of his own learning for the sake of sharing it with the masses, literally. Everyone that was around him caught that love for learning That love for the spine, that love for how it needs sin. May we continue to remember him and continue to work within ourselves to really develop these midas, these hanhagas. Be a schus for him and let him be a schus for all of us. Schus yagim.
Thank you so much, Rosh Hashiva. We're now ready to make the siyum. I wasn't involved in picking the Messiah, but to have Aryeh Sonnenberg be the one, ever since day one for me in Beis Tfila, you had the Rav and you had the two men holding up everything, Dr. Stern and Aryeh Sonnenberg, have done so much befrat for the Kehillah here at Beis Tfila, but also for the community at large. Ari, please come forward.
Have to apologize for Rav David Malinowitz, our excuse for David Callis. Sorry. When Malinowitz was with us, Malinowitz referred to him as Rebbe. And it always hit me inside. I was never able to do it myself, but I ask your permission tonight to refer to him as Rebbe. Thank you for the link. I came across what seems like a sphere, but I don't know if it really is. There's two edicts that we have, two directives that we have as Jews, how we're meant to live our lives. On one hand, we're taught mitzvah havah liyadcha al tachmitzeh. When a mitzvah comes up, one should jump at the opportunity. One should not let it delay at all. Shouldn't become chametz. And on the other hand, we're also taught that ha'osik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. That if you're doing a mitzvah, if a mitzvah comes up when you're already involved in the mitzvah, you actually are absolved from doing the new mitzvah. So, how could it be that there's a very strong imperative that one should not allow a mitzvah to become chametz, one should not pass over the mitzvah. And at the same time, we are told that when one is that one is to pass over a mitzvah if one is already involved in this. I haven't really thought it through, but it seems like it could be some kind of sphere. But I just want to propose that just because one is potter from doing the mitzvah, the new mitzvah that comes up right now, whether currently involved in a mitzvah, it doesn't mean that as soon as they become free, they don't now have a chiyuv to go back to that original mitzvah. There's no sphere because they have a mitzvah they're doing right now, and I'm sure that the person jumped at that mitzvah. And then as soon as they're finished with that, there is another mitzvah that they weren't able to accomplish because they were busy at the time. And when I think of Rabbi starts out, when I think of Rebbe, he always had a piece of paper in his pocket that was covered with things that had to be done, but he couldn't do that. He do them all the time because he was always doing something else. And as soon as he finished, the paper came out, right? Had like 16 different folds in the paper in order to put things in the places. There was always, I don't have to tell anybody the amount of things that the Rebbe was able to accomplish. The pasuk says, "Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tov." One is praised. One who is in constant fear is praised. Rebbe embodied this principle. There was never an easy way out for Rebbe. He was always taking the way that was going to provide the most growth, regardless of how difficult it was. And at this time of year in particular, I always remember that when Zman Kriyat Shema is early, so we start davening Shabbos earlier so that we don't get into the Zman Kriyat Shema. And Rebbe was always there, even though we started early, pushing the Shliya Sivra, go a little quicker, go a little quicker. to make sure we don't get anywhere near a possibility as much Kriyashma. This was the Kriyashma is a Daraisa. Hahu. There was always a constant fear. We have to be sure that we're going to do it the right way, and we have to be sure we're going to do it the best way. There's a Braisa actually in Maseches Menachos that we're making at Siman that if one vows to bring a certain amount of mincha, he doesn't remember how many, how much, exactly what. There's a machlokas of what he needs to do. The person on one hand has to fulfill his responsibility. He has to absolve himself, or not absolve, he has to fulfill his responsibility. But he doesn't know what to do. So there's machlokas in the braisa of how many esronos, how many measures of flour he needs to bring in order to be sure that he's covered all possible bases. The Tanakhama says only 300. Okay? 300 measures of flour, it's five different kinds of menachos, 60 esronos each. That way he's sure he's covered it. But Rabbi, the other Tana in the braisa, says, no, that's not good enough. In order to cover his bases, he needs to bring 9,150 measures of flour. Which one would Rabinowitz have taken? There's no doubt in my mind that Rebbe would have gone with what was for sure going to cover all the bases. Because that was the Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tomei. When it came to making sure that something was done right, it wasn't the easy way out. It was the way that was going to provide the most growth and for sure be there. And this week's Seder, it says in the Pasuk, by Avraham Avinu and the Akedah, Vayaaleihu Ba'olam Tachas Benoi, that Avraham Avinu made a korban out of the ayah, Tachas Benoi. And Rashi tells us that the Rabbanu Shimon didn't have to write Tachas Benoi in the Torah. Vayaaleihu Le'olam would have been just fine by itself. Tachas Benoi is teaching us something additional. And it means that Avraham Avinu was so deeply involved in fulfilling the words of Hashem. Hashem said to Ha'alelu that when Avraham Avinu was makir the ayah, every step he did, when he bound it, when he shefted it, when he was zorik the dam, everything he did, he said, he brought some of this should be like in place of my son. Because Avraham Avinu couldn't bear not being involved in what it was he was supposed to be done. Rebbe also felt that bond with the people, the members of Kehillah. If Rebbe was davening for someone's needs, and he did that quite often, his heart was totally there. He was so concerned with the issues that he was davening for the other person. And if you told him you were sick, and you didn't tell him how you were progressing, why? You were going to hear about it. He was there, heart and soul, and he cared so much about everyone. I just want to end with something. Rebbe always told us, Gadol ha-na'aseh yoter min ha-oseh, that the one who encourages, the one who pushes others to do things, is greater than the person who actually does the act himself. You, Rebbe, are the na'aseh of all of us sitting here and thousands of people across the Ribono Shel Olam world. And my tefillah is that our ma'asim tovim should be headed into your account for a constant healing neshama. We're going to learn the last Mishnah of Seder of Mishnayos Menachos, and then make a siyum on Seder Nashim and Seder Kodshim. That's as a share. The Mishnah tells us that there are three different kinds of korbanos about all which the Torah says, Ishei Reach Nikoach, a sweet fire offering a pleasing aroma. And it's odd, the Mishnah points out, because it says that by the Olas Behemah, which is the most expensive, most grandeur of all Korbanos, and it says those same words by Uba'olas Ha'of, Ishei Reach Nikoach. A bird offering is much smaller in scale than is a Behemah. And also, even in the most minimal of all offerings, the flower offering, it also uses the words Ishe Reach. It equates to three. The Lamed teach us Sh'echad HaMarga V'echad HaMamid. It makes no difference whether one is doing more or doing less, as long as that's what they can do, because that's all that they can do. A person has to do it with the right kind of kavana. So a person can only bring a mincha, but he does it with the right kind of kavana. For that person, that is his level of olas tahara. A special meaning to my making a meal tonight. I've made tzimin before, but I don't think I've ever said the Kaddish at the end of the Hadron for special reasons, and I got an abeyance this evening. So Hadronalach, Seder Noshim, Seder Kochim, Seder Noshim, Bekochim, Hadra Chalon, Daitanalach, Sidros. Usei Yimaru La'olam Haba. Chanina Bar Papa, Romy Bar Papa, Nachman Bar Papa, Achoy Bar Papa, Abba Lori Bar Papa, Rafa Bar Papa, Rafish Bar Papa, Surcha Bar Papa, Ada Bar Papa, Doru Bar Papa. Arevna Adonoi Eloheinu Esbirei Salas Chabafinu, Ubefifios Amachobes Yisrael. Benihia Anachni Betzetzelenu Betzetzoi Amachobes Yisrael. Ulan Yodei Shumecha Belamdei Sorasecha. Me'oivaitech Hakmeni Yili bi tamim hukecha, leman Baruch hata Adonoi, lamadeni hukecha, amen, 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 selavoy. Modimanachu lefanecha, Adonoi, Elohim, 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 Onu ratzin v'heimatzin, onu ratzin l'chayei ha'olam v'heimatzin divrei shachas.
Al Yisrael, the Al Rabbanon, the Al Tamidehon, the Al Kol Tamidei Samidehon, the Al Kol Mon, the Al Ski, the Al Raisa, the Al Sra, Kadisha Adin, the Bibachol Asar, 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 the Nela Hon, the Kon Shalom Arava, the Dabba Tishab Rachamin, the Shahid Ari Bin, the Zerer, the Kayu for Kranam, the Kadam, Abavon, the Dishmaya, the Arav, the Ruhamein, the Hei Shalom Arava, the Shimaya, the Kaim, the Nu, the Al Kon, the Israel, the Ruhamein, Ose Shalom, the Ruhamein, We have a shalom aleinu, we are called Israel, Hebrew, Amen.
Well, how are you? Okay, for our grand finale, we're going to hear from a family member as we do every year. First of all, I want to apologize. I did not have a Mountain Dew tie, so I got Dr. Pepper. I'm sure it doesn't measure up, but I figure it'd be somewhat Yod safe. So, for our closing remarks and final message, we have one of our own. I don't know how often it happens where a child from the Rav of the Kehillah marries a congregant, the child of a congregant. Sometimes it, maybe it's a grandson of the Rav of the Kehillah that marries, but it's not, how often is it a child? So really a big schlus for us here from Avram David Ginsberg.
Hey, so I want to speak about aspect that I've spoken about chesed, other stuff we'll speak about a little bit.
Wow.
So we're in the parshas of the Avos. We're holding the parshas of the Avos. So I'm right. So in last week's parsha, in so I'm speaking about the chesed of Avraham Avinu. It speaks about the chesed of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was considered also in the Micho, it says in Adam Siakov, Chesed L'Avraham. Avraham Avinu is known as Amud HaChesed of Klal Yisrael. So let's try to understand a little bit what he taught us. So we see by Avraham Avinu that he's sitting there, he's waiting for he's sitting in the day, he had his Mila, he's a Chayla, and he wants to do Chesed, he's waiting for people to come, and he's Mitzar over it. And you could ask, like, Torah Chesed is to help someone who needs something, no one needs anything, so. Everything's great. So why is he so mitzvah? What's bothering him so much? Well, why was he mitzvah over there? So it says in Avos Nosson, it says it compares the chesed of Iyo to that of Avram. Says that Yoanim Le'Besecha, Lom Le'Besecha Mamash, Yoanim so it says by Iyo, Lamashe Be'Sosh Adon Baturach Levracha. And then it says, and then Eov said, so then Eov had, so Eov was a big Bachat said, Eov had all the Aniyah would come and they'd say, where are you going? You're going to Eov, that's what it says. People would ask, where are you coming? They said, oh, I'm coming from the house of Eov. And then Shabbat, Pranos, when he started having his Tsaris, I'm from Akash Baruch, Ribon Shalom, Mashka Tzmeim, he said, look at all the Chesed I did. Why do I deserve this? Hashem answered him, "Lo yigata l'chetzi shir shel Avram. Atay yoshev b'shoah toch beischa v'aruchim nechnasim atzavah. You sit and wait, aruchim come. Hashadar k'lecho paschitim, echelasso paschitim. Whoever eats wheat flour, you get wheat flour. Dar k'lecho basar, echelasso basar. Avram also came. Yoshev m'hadar b'olam. He's looking for people. Shim tza'aruchim machnisa toch beiso. He tries to bring them in. Hashem dar k'lecho paschitim, echelasso paschitim. Even those who usually, they didn't eat paschitim. They were poor. They didn't have wheat flour. They had other flours. He gave him paschitim. He didn't eat meat. Basar. He gave him meat. So we see a certain Maila that the Chazal say that Eov wasn't Megiyat the Chatzis Shiyos from Avram, that Avram looked to do the Chesed. So that's a special maila. What does that mean? So Sav Slavatka and Rav Yerucham, Sav Slavatka has a couple of ma'amar in this parsha of Yerucham and Vayelech, in the parsha of Vayelech, they explain there's a misunderstanding of what chesed is. Right? We think chesed means, oh, someone needs something, fill it up. The midah of chesed is much more than that. The midah of chesed is that person wants to do good. He wants to be made good. He has a burning desire to just give people. That is the midah of chesed. The Maral explains, and there's a Gemara in Sukkah. It says, "Begivon tvarim dolad nus chasan min tzedaka. Tzedaka mamono nus chasan bein mamono bein legufo. Tzedaka laaniyim nus chasan bein laaniyim bein lashirim. Tzedaka lechayim nus chasan bein lechayim bein lameisim." The Maral explains the meaning behind this is that tzedaka is what is. Someone's missing something, so you fill his need. He's missing money. He needs chayim, right? He explains ashirim are people they don't need anything. But still, chesed shayach to ashirin, someone who's not alive. So he also doesn't need anything. But chesed is for you, also for mason, not only for chayim. There's this point that the need of chesed is just want to do good. What's the source that this is the need of chesed? Why is it? What's the source of this need? So really, it's the whole bria is really about this, is about this. It teaches you this concept of chesed. It says in the Sifri, v'alacha b'drachah, mahu achanun, avtachanun. So the Rambam Hilchos Deos brings this, and it says, "Kach lindu b'mitzuvinah lalechet b'drachim abinonim." When he speaks about midas, they madrachim atovim v'yasharim shenamar v'alacha b'drachah. Kach lindu b'feirush mitzvah zu, mahu nikra chanun, apatoyei chanun, mahu nikra racham, apatoyei racham, mahu nikra kadosh, apatoyei kadosh. And that is the thing. So really, the whole concept of chesed is learned from the lach of drachah. All the midas learned from lach of drachah to go in the Darkei Hashem. And we know the Ramchal says in Darkei Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way what he revealed to us about his anhaga is that the bria is lehitiv, to give us good. So really, the whole yesod of the bria is to give us good. And Avraham Avinu, that's what he went around, right? He's the first one that went around and found Hashem. He saw Mim Malchabira. He saw this midah, the way the Hatava of Kesh Baruch, right? He created the world to be native to us. He found a way to be native. There's something. There's a desire, not a desire. There, Hashem wants to do good. So we learn from that that we should have that midah of wanting to do good, and that's a real shorosh of the bria. And this is what Avraham Avinu taught us. The Rambam continues. That he says, he writes how he will do, and then he says, these ways are called the Derech Hashem. Behi shalom on Avraham Avinu levanah shenamar ki yadati u'mana sheyetzav esmin pacha v'gomer Derech Hashem. It says in the pasuk that this is what yadat Hashem knew that Hashem that Avraham will teach us to us. So this is what Avraham Avinu is teaching us. Is this idea of the Derech Hashem of the midas, which is the real way to do chesed, where chesed is just the ratzon to be made. That maybe perhaps I saw someone ask why dafka malach, right? Why this whole mitzvah happened with malachim who really can't receive atah, they don't need it. But really, the answer is that this is really the point that we're being taught here is the wanting to do tov. There's nothing to do, even if they can't receive it, the midah of chesed is still there, even if the person, for whatever reason, couldn't receive it. Right, so that's if you see them, if you you know, there's a you could go that you see someone needs to cross the street, so you could wait till like you see like he needs help, or you could go over and try to help him. You want to do things. Remember about the night seder, right? And so my shver wanted he wanted the night seder, he wanted to be like a 3-ring circus. I don't really know how it is in a circus, but I think the point was that everybody has something to do. You come in, you could do this, you can learn here. There was a whole whenever there was a project, whenever my shver took over a project. So then it was all thought out, like, how can we do this for everybody? How can we make the best thing for everybody? As some of the others mentioned tonight also. But that's not all. There's the midah of chesed, that's true. But we also have, the three of us, we also have the midah of Yitzhak Avinu. Yitzhak Avinu, the Svarim say, is a midah of din. It's Yisrael Mechtam Yoh says that Yishmael, he only had the aspect of chesed. And that's why he ended up, he didn't have any din. Well, so what does that mean, the mid of din? So the Medrash says, by Shoftim Mishotrim, I'm a Dava Acher, Shoftim Mishotrim, Armor and Blaving Mother Radoma, Lamarche Ubanim Harbe. But Elvis Akatan Yotzer Mikulam, he loved the youngest son most. And he had a Pardes, Abu Mashkal, so he wanted to give him something. He said, what am I going to give him? Kacham Akach Baruchu, Mikola, Omosh Shabrasi, and Yoav El Yisrael. So we just spoke about how great chesed is, but here it says that Hashem gives them dafka din, a mishpat. I don't know, it sounds a little bit, din, a little bit scary. So really, what's up, Chuck? So I'll explain it in one way. The whole really, and it's also part of Shor She'Abriya that the way Hashem created the world, if we be just chesed, right? The Ramchal speaks about being hamad kisufa. You just get, if you get something without deserving it at all, so then there's a certain embarrassment in that. It's a sort of shleimus in what you're accepting, of what you're getting. The way Hashem created pira, That is through din. Hashem created a fact in the world that there's a certain hester and you have ira, and then some yizocha with a certain measurement of din. And that is the goddess of din. Really, din is the real way. The real way to get a full chesed is through din. The real way that you can help someone is in that way where he feels deserving of it. And if you have chesed, you know, if you have chesed and no din, then you end up, you know, you just give. You end up giving, you know, people like drugs, all those type of things people like that they're not necessarily good for them. It happens if you don't have chesed. And that's, like you said, that's a shorash of bria. Like I said, Rashi says, that's a sort of the world. So the din really brings out the way to give chesed. It's not stira to chesed. Din is the way that you bring it out. So a person has to have, he wants to give and give and give, but he also understands din is what shows you what's right and what's wrong. It's your knira that says, I'm going for what's right. I don't do what's wrong. Didn't show. It says that shoftim, one of the things by Moshe Rabbeinu when he was choosing the shoftim, it says that they need to be sonei betza. So Rashi says, it means sonei mamon, that can be motzi b'din. But a lot of the Mepharshim sayings were also brought in Shulchan Aruch. They're sonei mamon. They sonei mamon. I don't know what does it mean. Sonei mamon. Yeah, there's a Meshuvah also. Sonei mamon. Like money was just it's a means to an end. You don't like it. You don't try to get it. If you have it, so it's there to use. That's what it is. So you have these two midas. Once someone in the family went to a certain yeshiva in America. So the yeshiva told him, I'm accepting you. Said, you know why? Because once I was in the Din Torah, and it was me against, it was my yeshiva against someone else. And then your father was writing something down. He was writing something down. So, and then his pen broke in the middle. So I offered him my pen. He's a shaykh. And that brings out, I think, that point. Everything, like, you go, you know what's right, and you want to give legal as much as you can to give to the others. And Be'ez Hashem, with these things, it could be in kind of Be'ez Hashem, and Yisus him also.
We want to thank everyone for coming. We want to thank the Mishpacha for coming. We did have a Marav just prior. Is there interest in a Marav right now as well? Show of hands. It looks like we have a minion. Mitzumsum, we have a minion. So a Marav now, and we will still have a 10-15 Marav as well. All right, there will be people learning here, following Rabbi Lutz's legacy.
So we're going to the Marav minion upstairs in the small basement.